Hello, I am Masa. I'm 18 years old. I'm currently attending high school in Sydney. I came to Australia 5 years ago. I was first on the bridging visa, and then I received my permit of resident. Saber, can you tell me a bit about yourself? When did you come to Australia?
I came to Australia in May last year. I was 16 then. I went to an asylum seeker center and met the people there. It was very difficult. I had no idea what I was getting into. I had no idea how to find my way there.
How was your life before? Did you learn English? I hadn't learned English before I came to Australia. So when I got here, I had to deal with language barriers.
I am from Syria, and I was taught English at school. So I've been learning English for quite some time now. When I came here, I had just finished my junior high school exams. At first, I couldn't go to high school. There was a lot of uncertainty about what to do with me, so I went to Marik Villa Intensive English Center.
Oh, I went there too. How did you come to Australia? And who did you come with?
Well, I came with my mom and my two brothers. The flight was a very weird one because I had never been on a plane before. I think my mom did a pretty good job trying to keep everyone calm.
Did you feel welcome when you came to Australia? For me, it was really important to feel like I belong, because I knew I would be living in Australia for the rest of my life. At the beginning of my school life in Australia, it was very difficult because I had my own culture, my own perspective, and my own way of thinking. And then I was confronted with another way of thinking, and I was like, wait a minute, I need to figure out how I'm going to work through that. So it was really hard in the beginning. Sometimes I went back to the Arabic community to like feel that connection between me and my culture and be able to speak my mother tongue. I feel like Australia is a multicultural country. It gives you that sense that you can keep your culture.
It also took me a very long time to adjust. I went to a refugee center for 7 months. I thought perhaps it would help me make some friends, feel comfortable, feel at home. To be fair, I can't blame them for not doing the job because I didn't open up. And then I got an odd job, and it was the same story. I registered myself for some therapy sessions. It was a 6-month local government support program. I was talking to someone about my fears, my past memories from the war in Syria, and what was going on inside me. This definitely helped me open up and feel more welcome. I learned that integration has to happen on both sides, and that I also have to be ready for it.
Sounds great. I've been accepted into Macquarie. I'm planning to study media and psychology.
I think you will enjoy Macquarie. It's a huge university, and it's very multicultural, and there is so much stuff to do.
What do you wish people in Sydney knew about refugees and people seeking asylum?
I think you have to see everyone as a human, and understand they are refugees for a reason. They wouldn't leave their country if they didn't have to. They are just looking for a place where they feel secure and safe. If you try to understand that, the best thing you can do is accept them and make them feel welcome.
Yes, indeed. As refugees, we appreciate everyone who helped us, who gave us support, and welcomed us. We want to give it back to the refugees who are coming in and help them like we were helped. What are you doing now? And what are your plans for the future?
I will continue my studies. I got a junior scholarship at Macquarie. I would like to do my master's in chemistry. I can't afford it at the moment. So the best thing for me to do is to look for another job and work in the chemistry field. My plan is to finish university and do the things I've always wanted to do. Feel part of a team, make some chemicals.
I wish you the best of luck for everything you want to do in the future.
Thank you so much, Masa.